We're beginning Be'ezus Hashem, Hilchas Melicha, Shir 14. Simin Ayin Sif Beis. Let's begin with the Gemara. The Gemara is in Chulin Kufyud Beis, Omud Beis, four lines from the top. Omar Rav Nachman, or according to the Girsa of the Gilyon HaShas, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Shmuel. Dogim Vo'ifois Shemolchem Ze'im Ze. Fish and fowl that were salted together, Asurim, are Asur. Hechi Domi, what's the case? I b'kli she'ein manukav, if it's in a kli that was not perforated, afilo oifos v'oifos nami asiri, even if it's salt, oifos together with oifos, they're also asur, because, like we've already learned, that if you salt in a kli she'ein manukav, it's asur. I b'kli manukav, if it's talking about a case where you salted the dogam and oifos, in a perforated kli, I feel dogam va'ifis nami shari. Dogam va'ifis should also be mutter. So my answer is la'olam b'kli manukav. We're talking about a case that it was salted in a perforated kli. V'dogam mishum de'rofu kamayu. And fish, because it has a soft skin, kadmi upalti, is quick to give off its tzir. Va'ifis kamiti. Ofos are constricted, and therefore do not give off their blood quickly. Basa denichi dogam paliti oifis v'had de'boli minei. After the fish is finished giving off its tzir, the oifos is still giving off blood, and the fish will absorb from the oif. So the Torah brings a machlokes between Rashi and the Rashbam. According to Rashi, only the fish is asur. According to the Rashbam, even the oifos, the fowl, let's use chicken for an example, even the chicken would be asur. Why? Lefi shehad dogim chayzrin upoltin hadam shaboloi, the fish will give off the blood that it got absorbed, umavlin oisei b'oifos, and it will get absorbed into the chicken. So now, in order to understand this machlokes, let's see a piece of the Beis Yosef that he quotes to Rosh. Many of the concepts that come out throughout Issa v'Heter come up over here, and it's important to understand these concepts as we go through Issa v'Heter. We're starting in the Torah. In the old edition, it's Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, in the middle of the page, 27 lines from the bottom, and the Mechon, Taf Pei Vav, in the middle of the page, 23 lines from the bottom. The Kosav HaRosh. The Rosh writes, Rashbam Pirish, Shegam HaOifois Asurim. The Rashbam explains that even the chicken is Asur. Lefish HaDogem Han Asurim Naasim Nevela. Because the fish becomes a Nevela. Now this is the principle of Chanan. Meaning, let's take for example, a piece of nevela meat was cooked with potatoes. So if 1 pound of nevela meat was cooked with 10 pounds of potatoes, these 10 pounds of potatoes are now asur, because they got taste from the pound of meat. Now what happens if I take 1 pound of these potatoes and cook it in a different pot? How much do I need to be mevatel these 10 pounds of potatoes? Now, how much taste is there in each pound of potatoes? 1/10 of a pound. Because when it's cooked, cooking disperses taste evenly, and each of the 10 pounds of potatoes absorbs 1/10 of the pound of meat that was cooked with it. Now, how much do I need to mevatel a pound of potatoes if I cook it in a different pot? 1/10 of a pound, or the whole thing? If all I need to mevatel is the iser that it absorbed, all I need is 60 against 1/10 of a pound. But if I say chaticha atzma na'astas nevela, that something that absorbs taste of iser now has the din of a nevela, I need 60 against the whole pound of potatoes, because this potato has the din of the nevela itself, and I need 60 to mevatel the whole thing. So in our case, since blood from the chicken goes into the fish, if we say chanan chaticha atzma na'astas nevela, the tzir in the fish has the din of nevela of the dam that asured it. Now, v'choizrin v'oisrin es ha'oifes v'tzirin ha'osur sh'ne'esem machmas dam ha'oifes. This tzir will go back into the chicken, and asured, since this tzir is asured because of the blood that it absorbed from the chicken. So that's why the Rashbam asured the chicken. So the Rosh says, u'lepirish rabbeinu afayim deloy amrinan chaticha atzma na'asins nevela elo v'bas v'cholav lo yitochen lo mukein. The Rosh says that according to Ben Ophraim, that we do not say chanan only by basa b'cholav, by meat and milk mixtures. If meat absorbs some milk, we now need 60 against the whole piece of meat. because the meat becomes a chanan, but b'shar isurim, isurim other than basar b'chalav, we do not say chanan. Rashi says lo yitochan le'mekain. In our case, we cannot say that the chicken is usur, because all that goes back into the chicken is the tzir, and if we do not say that the tzir becomes a nevela, so the tzir won't usur the chicken. The only thing that usurs is the blood, but the Rashi understands that the blood will not go into the chicken, because the chicken is being salted, and will say, I did a turd, and the blood won't get absorbed. That's one reason not to usur the chicken. And then the Rashi continues, v'gam kein lefi masha pirish gabi gadish etzalu b'chelboy. The way I explained by a goat that was roasted in its usur fat, v'lo yamina chaticha atva nasas nabela b'iseres, we do not say chanan, and it will usur, ela b'mokim sheha'isur atzmoy, hanivla boy, only in a place that the iser that was absorbed in the meat, hoylicha mispashit imatam shaloi haniflat, will only aser if the iser itself will spread along with the thing that it made aser. This is what we've spoken about before, the din of ein haneser. Yochal leser ela b'mokim sheha iser atzmo yochal leilach sham. We only say chanan if the iser that made the piece aser will go. If the iser that made the piece aser will not go any further, so even if we say chanan, this piece of meat will not aser further. So therefore, in our case, since the blood will not go back into the chicken, even if we do say that the tzir has a din of chanan, still it will not aser the chicken, because the blood will not go into the chicken, and therefore the tzir won't aser the chicken. However, the Rosh says, Umiyu lefi tam zeh, yesh li yashiv ksas v'loimar. According to what we'll explain, we can answer a bit and say, Shigamen hadam hanivla b'dogim yotzik sas, that some of the blood that was absorbed in the fish goes out, ayedei hamalicha she'oisa oisa kavaseach, through the malicha which makes it hot, menivla im tzir hadogim bo'ifois. Now, it will get absorbed with the fish tzir into the chicken. Da'afal pisha achar shegomu hadogim pleitoson, even though after the fish are finished giving off its tzir, einam choizun mepoltim oid, dam ho'ifois liyis mutorim ayedei kach, it will no longer give off the chicken blood, in order to be mutter, zehu machmas she'inim poltim kol hadam. That's because it will not give off all the blood. It will not repolit all the blood. Aval miksasi poltim, but some of the blood does come out. Ubeidan ha'oifis mimenu, achar gomar pleitasan, v'nasrim bekach. Then this little blood that will come out will go into the chicken and make the chicken usur. So therefore, since a little bit of blood is going into the chicken, the blood will usur the chicken. However, the Rosh says, "Umiu kasha le'etzah ha'ifis mitam zeh." It's hard to say that the chicken is asur because of this. What we're saying, the lama le'nema dam yishokshav b'malicha. Why don't we say that the blood slides out b'malicha? You could say mishokshorik, or you want any of the other reasons that why should the blood go back into the chicken? Mishokshorik ayde d'tarid. So why is this blood that we're saying will come out of the fish had it to go into the chicken? Alpha pishu b'dogim ain anu aymum yishorik dam ha'ifis mimenu. That the chicken blood slides off of the fish, haynu mishum d'mechichi, v'rofo kamayu. That's because the fish are soft, and their skin is soft. And therefore, will go into the fish. But by chicken, we should say mishuk shark. And the blood shouldn't get absorbed back into the fish. So the Rosh answers, v'nirali, hecha sh'adam meruba halatzir, ha'meruv boy, sh'ayach l'mem mishuk shark. When do we say mishuk shark? When there's more blood than sir, then we can say mishuk shark. Aval hocha sh'roiv hadam, Nisha bedogim, over here where most of the blood stays in the fish, umaat mimenu nivla im tzir harbe, and a little bit of blood does come out with a lot of tzir, nivla im tzir bo'ifois, will go with the tzir into the chicken. And therefore we cannot say mishok sharek, since there's mostly tzir and a little bit of blood in the tzir, it will be able to get into the chicken, and will answer the chicken. So the rush comes out that, in our case we don't have the problem of ena nasar, because the little bit of blood will come out and go back into the chicken, since there's a lot of tzir. Now, the question is, what does the Rosh himself hold? So the Torah says that the Maskonas HaRosh, the Rosh's final psak, is like the Rashbam, that the chicken will be usur. So the Beis Yosef asks on the Torah that we see in other places that the Rosh holds like Rabbeinu Ephraim. So over here, since the Rosh says, that according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, that does not hold of Chanan b'shar isurim, we cannot say like the Rashbam, and the Rosh doesn't hold like Rabbeinu Ephraim, so we see that the Rosh does not hold like the Rashbam, and it would matter the chicken. not like the Torah that says it's Rosh Hol Sakta Rashbam. So now, why in our case, since we're saying now that some of the blood does go back into the chicken, why are we saying that, according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, would be mortar? So the Bach explains that the Beis Yosef holds that the Rosh says that only a little bit of blood comes out of the fish and goes back into the chicken. So there'll be shishim against that little bit of blood that goes back into the chicken. And therefore, the only thing that can aser the chicken is the tzir, which became an avela. So if I say hanan, it's not sixed against the tzir, and therefore the chicken will be mutter. But if we don't say hanan, so all we have to mavatal is the dam, and on that is 60 against the blood. So he explains what would the Torah hold. The Torah holds that when the Rosh says that only a little bit of blood comes out of the fish and goes back into the chicken, that means that in relation to the tzir, there's only a little bit of blood, there's less blood than the tzir, and therefore it will get absorbed into the chicken because there's more tzir than blood. However, the Torah holds there's enough blood by itself to answer the chicken. Therefore, even though the Rosh in other places does not hold of Rabbeinu Ephraim and holds that there's no Hanan by Shari Suim, in our case, even if you do not say Hanan by Shari Suim, still the chicken will be usher, because the blood itself is enough to usher the chicken, because it's not 60 against the blood by itself. Therefore, the Torah says that the Rosh holds that the chicken is usher. Now let's see the Mechaber. So we left off in the last year, in the middle of the Mechaber in Sif Aleph. The Mechaber says, Avul basar im dogim, afilu basar oifois im dogim, asur l'mloyach. One may not salt meat for the first time with fish, or even chicken for the first time with fish. Lefi shehad dogim poiltim kol tziron koidim sheyiflo ta'oifes domai. Because the fish finish giving off all their tzir before the chicken finishes giving off its blood, and therefore the fish will absorb blood from the chicken. If they were salted together, meat and fish, or chicken and fish, the chicken is mutter, but the fish are aser the width of a peel. This is because Machaber holds that Malicha will only aser a klipa. If the scales were not removed when they were salted, then the fish are mutter. We'll see the explanation of this shortly. Then the Ramah says, V'yeshois from kol adogim. There are those that answer the whole fish, im einam shishim neged ha'ifois, if there's not 60 in the fish against the chicken. The onu misharinan v'malicha b'shishim, because we estimate by salting with 60. Meaning even by Malicha, the Ramah holds that we need 60 to mevatel the Isser. This is because the Ramah holds that we are not Bekiyim, we are not experts to differentiate between Kochosh and Shomein, between what is fatty and what is lean. By fatty, everyone agrees that it will Aser Tol Shishim, even by Malicha, but by lean, Mi'ikra Din it's Mutter, it only Asers a Klipa, but the Ramah says we're not Bekiyim, we're not experts to differentiate between Kachosh and Shomen, and therefore in all cases of Malicha we need to answer unless there is 60 against the Isser. Vachi Nog. And this is the way one should conduct oneself. And the Ramah continues, V'dafka the less buhu kaskasim. This is only in a case where there's no scales. The Rafu Kamayo, because the skin is soft. Upalte miyad, and will finish giving off its tzir right away. Avli is buhu kaskasim, if there's scales on the fish, mutorim. The fish are mutter, the einon poltin miyad, because since the scales, it will take longer to give off tzir, it won't give off tzir right away, but leibolim in oifas, and therefore, since it's still giving off tzir, the whole time that the chicken is giving off blood, it will not get absorbed into the fish. The idea, the treaty, liflight leibolim, because since it's giving off tzir, it won't absorb from the chicken. The same like two pieces that are salted together. So now we see the Ramah holds that the reason by if the scales is mutter is because it gives it a din of chicken, that the blood comes out slower. The Taz and Shach does in the Torah that holds that the reason if the scales it's mutter is because the scales are in the place of a klipa. By removing the scales, it's as if we took off a klipa, and therefore it's the rest of the fish is mutter. So according to this, the difference between the Torah and the Ramah would be what's the din of the klipas themselves. Now the scales also are mutter. According to the Torah, the scales are also. According to the Ramah, the scales are mutter. But the Shach says that the Ramah would agree to the reasoning of the Torah, that it would hold that the scales could be in the place of a klipa. The difference would be in a case where you don't need shishim by melicha. All you need is a klipa. For an example, something that has no fattiness at all, like chametz and pesach, there's no fattiness at all to bread, and therefore it will only aser by melicha a klipa. So if the bread touched salty fish, it will only aser it a klipa. And if I remove the scales, that's the scales are in the place of a klipa. Rabbi Kivego brings another nafkamina by a case of tatogovar. Tatogovar means that if I put hot food on top of cold food, we say that the tator, the bottom gover, is stronger and will overpower the top and cool it off. However, a klipa will be aser. And the mekol bola, until it gets a chance to cool off, it will aser the food of a klipa. So now if the food, the mutter food, is fish, then we can take off the klipa and the rest of the fish will be mutter. Now let's see Sif Beis. Mechaber says, Bamed dvorim amurim. When do we say that the fish becomes aser? Kishin nimlach shnehem yachad, when they're both salted together at the same time. Oy shahaif maliach bedog tofel. Or if the chicken was salted and the fish was not salted. Aval im dog maliach v'oif tofel. But if the fish was salted and the chicken was unsalted, v'nosn ze al etzel ze, and they were put next to each other, or one on top of each other, the fish will also be mutter without a klipa. The Taz explains, because malicha will only cause blios from itself to go into something else, but will not draw out blios from something else into it. It will be mavliya and not polit. Now the Shach, Tzivkot and Vav, learns out from the words of the Machaber, when the Machaber says, v'dog tofel, he says that since the Mechaber does not differentiate between if it was salted once before or not, we see that the Mechaber holds that even if the fish was never salted and it absorbs blood from the chicken, it's still aser, and we don't say that when it takes out its own blood, it will take out the blood that it absorbs. He says because fish, since the skin is soft, absorbed a lot, and it gets absorbed better, and therefore it won't come out along with its own blood. This is not like the Ramah that we'll see later in the shir. So now the Ramah says, V'chein im ha-dogim munochem al ha-oifos, if the fish were put on top of the chicken, mutarim. Afilu nimlechu yachad, even if they were salted together, if the fish are on top, it's mutar. Why? The dam eina meifafeya milmata l'malo. Blood doesn't spread upwards, from bottom to top. And it's not any worse than a piece of kosher meat that fell into tzir, in this case meaning the blood that comes out during shir malicha. So what's in the tzir is aser. However, what's above the tzir, the part of the meat that's not sitting in the tzir itself, what's above the tzir is mutter, because blood doesn't spread upwards. So now the Shach and Sifkot Yud says that you do need a klipa. Just like if a piece of meat falls into tzir, I have to take off a klipa above the tzir. In this case too, you'll have to take off a klipa of the fish. What the Ramah is saying is, in this case, we don't need 60 against the chicken. All that is aser is 60. All that is aser is a klipa. Because, according to the Shach, the blood will go up a klipa. However, the Sif Sedas brings to Minchas Yaakov that holds that the reason why we need a klipa if kosher meat falls into tzir is because if shall at something, we can't be precise and cut off exactly where it fell into the tzir. However, since in our case it's not necessary to be precise because the fish was put on top of the chicken, all we have to do is take off the fish. So therefore, the fish will be mutter and it's not necessary to remove a klipa. So then the Ramah continues, v'chein im lo hiniach hadogim etzel ha'oifos elo la'acha sheshoho oifos. If we did not put the fish next to the chicken until after the chicken was finished shir malicha, the fish is also mutter, even though they're both salted. And the reason for this is because all the blood came out of the chicken, and therefore the fish will be mutter. So the Shach in Sifkot Yud Aleph asks, we see it before in Maisa de Rashi, that even after Shemalicha it will be Aser? So he answers that we have to differentiate between if it's sitting in Seir or if it's just touching another piece. If it's sitting in Seir, so that Seir will cause the surface blood to go into the meat. But if it's just touching another piece of meat, the surface blood will not have enough strength to go into the fish. Then the Rambam continues, V'nimlechu dogim b'kli shemalcha by basar. If we salted fish in the same kli that meat was salted, hadogim mutarim, the fish is mutar. And hadogim boilim hadam shebekli, because the fish will not absorb the blood that's in the kli, de'en malicha lekelim, because malicha will not take out blios from utensils. So now, but here the Taz says in Sefkot Zayin that this is only by dam. But if you put fish, if you salt fish in a kli that became usur because of other isurim, then the fish will be usur, because the salting will take out the other isurim from the kli. So the Prima Gadim asks from the Ramon Kufhei that holds that we can put salt in a fleshy kli and use it for milcheks. So we see that salt never takes out blios from a kli. So the Prima Gadim answers that there's a difference between fish and other things. That by fish, since it's soft, will go into the fish. This is a little bit hard to understand, because if the salt can remove the issa from a kli, so how can you use it for milk? Once it removes it, it gets absorbed into the salt. However, the Chavstas explains that we've spoken about before at the end of Siman Samach Tes, that the Taz holds that salting will take out other isurim from a kli, and he would argue on the Ramah in Siman Kufhei. So now let's see the last piece of the Ramah. The Ramah says, V'hoda aminon de'im hadog tofel, v'ha'oifis maluchim. Asurim, this that we said, that if the fish was not salted, and the chicken was salted, that the fish were asur, hainu datko shehadog polat kfar domoy v'hudach. This is only if the fish was already salted once to remove all its blood and it was washed. Aval im adayin lo polad domei, if it never gave off its own blood, for in nimlach mo'ilim, it was never salted, mutter, the fish would be mutter even if it's put together with chicken that's being salted. The agav, the yiflet, dam de day, yiflet gamken hadam shebileyam in ha'ayplis. Because when it is salted to take out its own blood, it will take out the blood that it absorbed from the chicken. Just like a piece of meat that was fell into tzir, aser tzir, before it was salted, the mutter, the piece is mutter, because of this reason, like we'll explain later in the siman, that when it's salted to remove its own blood, it will remove the blood that it absorbed from the tzir that it sat in. So now, on this Ramah, the Taz Ches argues, let's start from the middle of the Taz. He says, "V'kosa b'prisha al ha'amor b'tzarchian," in the Machon, four medium lines down. "V'kosa b'prisha al ha'amor b'tzarchian." The Prisha writes in the Ramah that he has a question on this Ramah. "The lechura yesh lechalek the shani hocha shahadogim shame hetu aleihem be'enem nitorim kishikiblu iser dam." We could differentiate because over here the fish were mutter before it was salted with the fish. So once it has the shame of Isser, any food that becomes Asser can never become Mutter again. So over here, since the fish became Asser from the chicken, how can we ever return to being Mutter? V'gam moyer v'rabi, pasuk le'Isser. My Rebbe, the Marshal, paskened to Asser the fish, even if it was never salted. Mishum de dam dogim einoy elot seer. Since fish blood is Mutter, it has the same din as seer. Ena elat seer ba'alma, it's only like seer of meat. V'lo shayach loymar agav de polatam di day, that we cannot say aide di yifloit on seer. Mashal holds about seer, we do not say aide di yifloit seer, yifloit dam. And therefore over here, it will be asir. We'll speak more about this later on in Sivvav. Now the Taz says, L'aneis daiti gam ken kadibru ha'oisrim, I also hold like the oisrim. The kivan da hatsir shebedogim hu dovim what, since there's very little tsir in the fish, the yiflet oisib is man koser, and we saw that it gives it off in a short amount of time. Eich nismach al plitas tsir shalahem, how can we rely on the tsir? Loimar sheagav sheyiflet tsir yaflet hadam shebola. To say that when it gives off its tsir, it will give off the blood that is absorbed. The shema yichlas man plitas hatsir koidim le plitas hadam shebola. Maybe it will finish giving off its tsir before it finishes giving off the blood that it absorbed. V'yeshkan safek d'araisa. And there's a suffix that writes that these words in the Taz are very hard to understand. Rabbi Kivegra already asks on this Taz. He says that we know that Dam Shemocha is Drabbanon, so he does not understand what the Taz means over here when he says it's a suffix that writes. But the Taz continues, Masha'en came b'basar and basar. However, when you saw meat with meat, Sheish b'tzir l'hafla, it's Mamaruba, which has a lot of tzir, which gives out tzir for a long time. Therefore also it has time to give off the blood that it absorbs from a different piece. Therefore it will be mutter. But the fish that it gives off so quickly should be aser. So Taz says, according to the Rimerolins, Batesis Ferokalabasar, Hebi Ubesiasiv, Reish Simon Ayin, that the Besiasiv brings in the beginning of the Simon, the Pirish, Eitzel Basar Ubasar. That explains that the reason that you could salt pieces of meat together. She calls Mancha Echad Pasuach Liflet, Koidim Hascholas Bliyasa Min Hasheni. That's so long that it's open to give off blood. When you stem plate, I say, Echad Kacha will never close, so long as it's giving off blood. Yeshlahatu Gam Kenadogim, Ayidim Lichasam, Echad Malivas Abasar. We can permit the fish in our case. According to the Rimerlins, and we explain that so long as it's giving off blood, even if it's finished giving off its own blood, so long as it's giving off blood from a different piece, it won't close. So over here, so the fish, once it starts giving off blood, it will give off the rest of the blood that it absorbs from the chicken. And therefore, according to the Rimerlins, the fish would be mutter when it's salted afterwards. But we don't pass on like the Rimerlins. And therefore, we can't rely on the Rimerlins, and therefore the fish should be mud aser because it doesn't have a lot of tzir to take out the blood. There's another reason here to aser. The Rosh brings the Rashbam. The b'basar b'basar leitruchuhu yoisim idai. Kiven the dam midu abonanhu. Since dam is midu abonan, therefore the Rabbanan allowed you to salt pieces of meat together, even though it was absorbed from a different piece. But that doesn't apply to fish and meat. The love takanas chacham shiimlach dogim in basar. There's no, the chacham don't say you have to salt fish together with meat. The chacham say you have to salt meat, and therefore it's hard to salt each piece of meat separately. The nail permitted you to salt pieces of meat together, but they didn't say you have to salt meat and fish, and therefore if you did salt them, there should be aser. Okay, and lahakom etam shiachse v'yimlachen v'yiplatenu. Therefore, we should not be able to be moderate by salting it to remove its blood. Ken neulanis daiti. That's what it seems to me. That's what the Taz says. It seems to him. But oid raya, it brings one more raya to us of the meat. We must have cause of teres habayis ha'oruch. The zelashena, with the teres habayis writes, ve'efshu the dogim kim the rofu kamayu. He says that fish have a soft skin. Boilem harvei. They absorb a lot. Ve'adam ha'bolehem me'alman nisrach behem be'yoyser. The fish that it absorbs gets clinged in very strongly. Gets stuck in very strongly. Ve'ein koyach b'melach leitzir. And the salt will not remove it. So therefore, even if it has its own blood, it should not be able to be removed. Another raya is from the Issa v'Heter Aruch, Dogim, that says, Dogim Tfeilim Hamunachim Im Tzir Basar Asurim, that if you put the fish down to Tzir, it's Asur. It's not any difference if it was salted together. Now, over there he's talking about it was never salted. So we see, even if it was never salted and falls into Tzir, it's Asur. We see in the Issa v'Heter Aruch that it's Asur. So the Kivega points out that the Rav Moshe already discusses this issue and he disagrees with the Issa v'Heter. So then the task concludes, V'temhani l'Ramah shol higrish b'zeh. I wonder on the Ramah that he didn't have these questions and permitted the meat. Therefore the task comes out, not like the Ramah, and holds that the fish would be asur even if it was never salted. The Shach at the end of the Sukkot Vav says that Nirulisha dasa rajbu v'haran ka rav. He says that the Rajbu v'haran hold up the Ramah. Lamaisa, the Shach, and the Oroch Meshach only permits the fish if it was never salted, if it's a Hefza Merubah. If it's a Hefza Merubah, you can salt the fish to take out the blood that it absorbs from the chicken.